Alaska's local boundary commission approved Petersburg's petition to change from a city to a borough about 3 years ago. That came over the objections of Juneau's municipal government, which filed a competing claim to some of the same land. Juneau appealed the decision in state superior court, which sided with Petersburg. The court also required Juneau to pay $1,500 of Petersburg's legal fees.
I know that the superior court did not award as much as what it cost us, and which is why we asked for more.
Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht says Petersburg didn't do any better when Juneau took its case up a legal notch.
And the Supreme Court upheld the Superior Court's ruling, which was less than we would have really liked to get.
To be clear, Petersburg did not ask for all of its legal fees. It requested just under $10,000, about 30% of its costs, before the higher court took up the case. Finance Director Jody Tao says total attorney's fees and other expenses for both appeals totaled close to $70,000. In contrast, Juneau's costs involved mostly staff time. Municipal attorney Amy Mead says fighting the case only carried incidental expenses. Giesbrecht says becoming a borough with a lot more land brought Petersburg new income. Most of the new property is uninhabited wilderness, but one area, Hobart Bay, includes a small tourist attraction belonging to Juneau-based Gold Belt Incorporated.
The Native Corporation owns it, and the land itself is not taxable, but improvements can be. And so, yes, we have been receiving a couple years worth of tax revenue.
The city-to-borough transition also brought Petersburg nearly $1 million in government funding. Finance Director Tao says state revenue sharing and two federal funding programs jumped about $370,000 in the first year. She says the state also contributed $600,000 over 3 years to support borough organization.
What Petersburg used the money for was mainly the assessor, you know, to go out to the outlying areas and assess the properties and the comp plan.
The municipal government has already dealt with most of the costs involved in changing from a city to a borough. But manager Giesbrecht says there remains the question of three state-owned docks. They're at Entrance Island, at the mouth of Hobart Bay, Kuprinoff, and Papke's Landing. The state wants the borough to take them over and fix them up, as it's done with other harbors within municipal boundaries. The state provides some funding for repairs, but not the full cost. Giesbrecht says one of the three docks is within the area contested in court. The other two were not.
They kind of wanted an all-or-nothing type deal. Don't know that that'll happen, but I think they were interested in looking at all three of those properties, including the Entrance Island float, in one transaction.
Giesbrecht says Kuprinoff and Papke's Landing repair or replacement could cost as much as $3 million. He has no estimate for Entrance Island. Another possible cost could have been relations between Juneau and Petersburg, but Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen says it wasn't personal.
There was never, you know, any hard feelings. Of course, you'd wish they wouldn't have appealed it, but they did, and so you just have to go through the process.
Juneau Municipal Attorney Mead says she doesn't see any problems. She says her appeals targeted the commission that set the boundaries, not Petersburg's municipal government. This is Ed Schoenfeld.